CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
2021 unrest murder trial has heard more details of a brutal assault outside a Durban tavern that left a man dead. State witness Nkosi Khona Madlala has continued his testimony in the Durban High Court. He survived the attack outside T's Tavern in Phoenix, but his friend Njabulo Dlamini succumbed to his severe injuries at Mahatma Gandhi Hospital. Newswatch's Qinokuhle Malinga reports.
Nkosi Khona Madlala yesterday told the court how he and his friends were blocked in and dragged out of their minibus as they were about to pull out of T's Tavern in Phoenix, where they had gone to buy cocaine. He said they were then mobbed and assaulted by a group of about 40 people. As he picked up his testimony today, Madlala told the court he recalled seeing their friend Dlamini being dragged towards them, already unconscious and with blood gushing from his head and back. He said pallets each were then stacked over them and a liquid Madlala believes was petrol poured over them. Madlala said he heard someone shout, "Burn them," while another person lit matches three times, but the wind kept blowing the flame out. Police and an ambulance arrived at that point. Madlala said not long after they arrived at Mahatma Gandhi Hospital, Dlamini took his last breath. Qinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch, Durban High Court.
Corruption Watch says a video showing government officials allegedly trying to bribe a journalist speaks to a deeper culture of corruption within South Africa's government. Yesterday, the Daily Maverick published footage of the CEO and spokesperson of the Independent Development Trust meeting with investigative journalist Peter Louis Myburgh at a restaurant. Tebogo Malaka and Pasha Magolane are seen allegedly offering him a 60,000 rand bribe to quash a corruption story he'd been working on. Myburgh declined the bribe. Corruption Watch's Karam Singh says it's brazen how Malaka and Magolane misread the situation.
Now, he was one of the premier investigative journalists involved in exposing state capture. The fact that they misread that perhaps does lead one to speculate further in terms of, have they engaged in these types of activities before? Do people think it's so easy to buy people off that if you just put money on the table, whether it be an investigative journalist or civil society activist, that people will just fall into line, that money talk?
The Public Works Minister today laid criminal charges against Malaka and Magolane. And the family of a missing man whose body was discovered on a melting glacier in Pakistan after 28 years says its recovery had brought them some relief. 31-year-old Nasiruddin and his brother had fled to the mountains after a dispute in their village in 1997 when he fell into a crevice. His brother survived. The body was spotted by locals. His well-preserved body, still carrying an identity card, was spotted near the edge of the shrinking glacier in the Kohistan region late last month. He was buried yesterday. Durban 21 tomorrow, Richards Bay 22, Pietermaritzburg 20.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. A big weekend for the Sharks this weekend ahead when they take on the Cheetahs in the Currie Cup. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta confident that Victor Gyökeres will hit the ground running in the Premier League this season. And James Maddison expected to miss the majority of the Premier League season after he picked up a knee injury.